In the year 1585, when Shakespeare first arrived in London with dreams of making a life in the theater, the hottest show in town was Thomas Kyd's The Spanish Tragedy. Also known by the subtitle Jeronimo is Mad Again, The Spanish Tragedy was the Star Wars of its time, the first big blockbuster of the Elizabethan era. And there is little doubt that young Shakespeare would have immediately lined up to see it, probably more than once. The Spanish Tragedy, which is almost never performed anymore, was incredibly influential, inspiring many playwrights of the time to try and recreate its successful blend of melodrama, comedy, romance, and outrageous violence. That it influenced Shakespeare's style, even gave him whole plot pieces and characters to remember and recycle, is obvious. The Spanish Tragedy, after all, includes a vengeful ghost, two different Iago-like characters lying and sneaking around, a woman driven mad from grief tossing flowers on the stage, a ridiculous Dogberry-like servant, a man everyone thinks is crazy but who is probably just pretending to be crazy, a plot-advancing play within a play, and a last-minute bloodbath in which many, many people die very quickly. If all of this description makes the Spanish Tragedy sound like fun, well, the reason is the Spanish Tragedy is fun. It's so entertaining, so over the top, and yet also so frequently moving and stirring. One not only can see why Shakespeare wanted to steal as much as he could from it, it makes you wonder why theaters stopped producing a play that is such an obvious crowd-pleasing hoot. Whatever the reason, the Marin Shakespeare Company has chosen this season to break the silence, giving the Spanish Tragedy its first full staging in the area possibly ever. In the Forest Meadows Amphitheater at Dominican University in San Rafael, director Leslie Currier has patched together a script using several different sources and revisions, and the result is a highly entertaining, if somewhat tonally uneven, show, featuring a stunningly good performance by Julian Lopez Morillas as Jeronimo, the fair-minded Spanish judge whose grief at the murder of his son turns to bloody vengeance when he teams up with the woman his dead son planned to marry. As crafted by Kyd, who died in England not long after the Spanish Tragedy became a hit, himself the target of a ruthless Elizabethan government which arrested and tortured the playwright on suspicion of treason and atheism, the story is packed with interesting characters and engaging, cleverly conceived plot twists and alternating dramatic and comic events, and 8 onstage deaths, everything from a hanging to a shooting to numerous stabbings, impalings, and throat cuttings. There's even a tongue bitten off. Though the cast is wildly all over the map, some giving brilliant, grounded, believable performances, while others go for the amped-up overacting and shameless mugging that often mars Marin Shakespeare productions, Currier still keeps it all from going off the rails. The star of the show is the story itself, culminating in Jeronimo's final revenge against his son's murderers, which I would like to describe but wouldn't want to spoil. The scene is so brilliantly and audaciously imagined, working as comedy and tragedy at the same moment, blending thrills, shocks, laughter, and pathos into one amazing and stunningly brutal scene. It really must be experienced. It's easy to see why Shakespeare was so taken by this play. The Bard in many ways surpassed Kyd in his own greatest works, adding a poetry and lyricism and depth of character that Kyd only hints at. But it's fun to watch the Spanish Tragedy and know that for the English language's greatest playwright, the inspiration for all those plays started right here. The Spanish Tragedy runs weekends through August 11th. Find out more at marinshakespeare.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.